gotta leave your money behind you. Raise your hand to the sky. Ask the masses for silence.
Welcome back to Gimme Some Truth. Today on the podcast, I am joined by Polly Price and our intern, Caitlin Jordan. Today, we will be talking about women in financial planning. I'm super excited and passionate about this topic, being that I'm a woman in financial planning. And I'm just super happy that we have four ladies in the room here today. We have our marketing person, Amber, here as well. So yeah, let's just jump right into it. I think we have some questions for Caitlin, since she is sort of the newest one here at Wachner Condon. She's our summer intern. So I guess starting off, I would just love to know what initially got you interested in getting into finance.
So honestly, my interest in finances stemmed from a really young age with like the little take your child to work days that I would do with my dad, who is a financial planner here. And I would go in with him and with my older brother as well, and we would basically just go through a day in the life with him and learn about trading stocks and working with clients and all sorts of things, honestly. And I think I've always been really interested in the relationships that he builds with clients, as well as just understanding how everything works. Kind of the big picture of it all, because there's so many little moving pieces all at once. And I think it really was fascinating to me from a young age.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Kate and Alicia and I will definitely get into this later. Like, we didn't have the exact same experience growing up, so it's really cool to see you taking this path right now. And I'm going to back up a little bit, too, because you, Caitlin, you are entering your sophomore year you are starting brand new at Davenport University in Michigan in September, August, whenever.
Yeah.
And you are a finance major.
Yep.
So that's really awesome. And we're thrilled to have you here this summer interning with us. Can you talk a little bit about that program? I know you're transferring too, but can you talk a little bit about the program that you were in at your last school and kind of moving forward to this new school, like kind of the makeup of your classes and a little bit about that?
Okay, so my old school was a smaller private school out in Long Island, and generally, like, the whole school population was kind of 70% girls, 30% guys, but in my actual classes as a business major, maybe 20 or 25% of the people in the class were girls, and probably at most there's 8 girls in one of my classes, which is significantly less than there were guys. So sometimes we'd be doing group projects and the professor would split up our groups and there'd be one group of all girls and then there's like 4 groups that were all guys. So there's definitely some imbalance there, which was interesting, especially because, as I previously mentioned, like, there was so many girls at school that they just weren't studying business.
Yeah.
Has that been a deterrent or a turnoff for you at all going into business? Has it made you kind of second guess your decision at all?
I don't think it's made me second guess my decision at all. If anything, I think it's made me want to do it more, because of those people that were in my business classes, the number of them that were actually finance majors that were women was significantly lower than there were actually women in the class, if that was possible. So there would only be like me and maybe one or two other girls in a class that would be finance majors. And I thought that was really interesting, honestly, just being there. And yeah, it kind of made me want to pursue it even more, because seeing that there wasn't many women that were doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there should be a much larger presence.
Yeah, you want to be part of the change, yeah, and kind exactly. of see more women go into the profession.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as an industry, you know, in the blog post, we talked about a lot of different statistics as far as, you know, women in the industry, and about 31% of financial advisors, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, are women. And that's not a huge number, though. Some people are actually surprised it's even that high.
I kind of was. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was going to be lower.
Yeah.
But well, that's because it's trending in that direction, right?
Like yeah.
That's.
I think it depends on the age of advisor you look at. I think if you look at a group of younger advisors, you're going to see a higher percentage of women, where if you look at advisors over a certain age, it'll skew even heavily, more heavily male, which tells us that the industry is shifting to include more women. But I feel like we have a long way to go.
Yeah. Was that ever addressed in your classes, Caitlin? Like the fact that there was such a difference in ratio between men and women, or no?
No, it was really never addressed in any of our classes. And honestly, sometimes issues would come up if we were doing, like, debates in classes. For example, like macroeconomics, we had a debate about the free market and just like pink tax and all of that. And it was kind of overwhelming the amount of guys in the class that would say, like, oh, they should just pay for it because they need it. Like, they should have to pay more. And it was kind of like the girls were, really outnumbered. And there wasn't much we could say about it. And our professor was male, too. And he kind of would just, like, let people say that. Mm-hmm. So it kind of felt like sometimes we were at a bit of a disadvantage. But, yeah, for the most part, it wasn't really addressed.
Well, I think that's something Polly and I talk about in the blog post is how, you know, women and girls have a very different perspective on finances and what their worries and concerns are over money, what they're taught growing up about money, and sometimes that experience can be really valuable. So what was your experiences like, you know, growing up? How was, you know, finances talked about in your house growing up, and did that influence why you wanted to get into this as a career at all?
I think I was always taught that it's important to budget and save money as well as give money to people who need it, but it's also, like, you have to be able to live your own life and do the things that you enjoy. Like, it was all about balance. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's still something that I think is important today, and I think I'll probably use that for the rest of my life, is to have a balance of saving and spending and donating.
Sure. That's awesome. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I know we're short on time with you today, Caitlin, but I did want to ask you, with your internship this summer, what are you kind of looking forward to getting out of it?
I think just learning more about what goes on behind the scenes, because there's so much stigma around what actually goes into being a person in the finance career path. Like, talking to other people, they think that you have to be really smart and really analytical and driven in certain ways. But I'm learning, and I have learned in the past, that it's really what you make of it. Like, if you want it to be something that's client relationship driven, like, you can do that. And I kind of just lost my train of thought. But
no,
so
I
do you think, would you say that, like, communication skills and sort of the ability to build a relationship with your client is an essential part of the job?
Yeah, I think it's pretty important because, I mean, that's what I want to do is do financial planning, and it's really hard to make a plan for someone if you can't talk to them. So
yeah, and you don't learn that, you know, you can practice doing that in your classes, and you can, you know, learn all the behind the scenes in other ways, but a lot of that on the job, on the internship experience is very crucial. So
yeah, it's much different than learning from a professor or from reading a textbook. Like, there's a lot of things they don't talk about. And I'm also just really excited that there is as many women here as there is. Because, like, even a few years ago, like, my dad's been here for a couple of years now. There wasn't women at all. Mm-hmm. And now it's been really great to see that, like, women are being hired more frequently. And I think it's just really cool to see, honestly.
Awesome. Well, we're so happy that you're here with us this summer. And hopefully, you know, in the future. And we're excited for you. And, yeah. Thanks, Caitlin.
Thanks for being on the podcast today.
Walkner Conin Financial Advisors is a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. The opinions expressed by the participants of this podcast are their own and do not reflect the opinions of Walkner Conin Financial Advisors. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Thanks for listening, and for further information, please visit WalknerCondon.com.